let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary by Dr. Eric Altsberg, is a revolutionary how-to manual that will inspire you to recognize and understand the voice of the higher being that speaks within each of us. Dr. Altsberg teaches you how to heal old emotional wounds and traumas, more away from physical patterns, move away from physical patterns, and return to, well, a more spiritual path. His astonishing insights into exploring the various challenges and adversities in life and viewing them as opportunities to evolve physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually will become words to live by as we face an uncertain future in secular society. Dr. Eric Altsberg is a writer, psychologist, certified hypnotherapist, actively involved in spiritual teachings, mentoring others through his expertise in metaphysics. He's a member of the Association for Research and Enlightenment, the Edgar Cayce Foundation, the Astera Mystery School and Reconnection, Eric Pearl Healing Technologies. Dr. Altsberg lives in Michigan, and he's our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Altsberg, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
What
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's such an amazing book that's going to help so many people, and such an amazing background that you have, impressive background. Let's talk a little bit about the education and what led you to this interest in metaphysics. Where did that come, metaphysics? Where did that come from?
Well, it comes from a couple different sources. Actually, my mother introduced me as a teenager to the spiritual teachings of Edgar Cayce, who was an American prophet who in the early part of the last century. And from there, in graduate school, in my doctoral program out in San Diego, I began to look at how we can bring the spiritual aspect back into psychology and the practice of psychology. There's a form of psychology called transpersonal psychology, which begins to integrate back in the spiritual aspects of being as well. The original Greek word for psyche was study of the soul. So originally psychology was the study of the soul. So as I began to be more interested in exploring the metaphysical realm and the different aspects of that, combined with my practice as a psychotherapist, I really began to formulate ways to integrate both into the understanding of psychology, but also how to go beyond it and also learn and understand more about the spiritual path and how to walk the spiritual path.
When you took this knowledge and you've had the opportunity to actually see this work in your life and others, how did you make that step? What was the inspiration to write this book, Healing and Transformation?
Well, it's the second book I've written, and I began to see patterns of the clients that I was working with, especially the ones that the universe seemed to direct my way, that wanted to talk about what's life like after death, what happens, you know, when we pass over, as yes. well as I had clients who came to do regression hypnosis with me. And in the process of doing that, we would recall past lives. So I began to understand that our journey isn't just in this particular incarnation as well.
With us on the program is Dr. Eric Altsberg. He's the author of Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. The book is available, of course, wherever books are sold. You'll find links by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And his website is Eric, that's E-R-I-C, Altsberg, A-L-S-T-E-R-B-E-R-G, books.com. I'll give you that again at the end of the program. And if you're traveling and can't write this down, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to get information on Dr. Altsberg and order the book as well. Talk a little bit about metaphysics, spirituality, and the role that plays in the field of psychology and one's healing and transformation. Talk about that connection, if you will.
Well, I began to discover that as I worked with people to heal their emotional wounds, I also looked at how the ego comes into existence And with that, I was able to look at how we can begin to relinquish the ego, and certainly the negative aspects of the ego, because there are positive aspects as well. But the negative aspects are the things that lead to healing our emotional wounds and traumas from the past or dealing with them. So the first time we're in love with somebody and we get rejected, we make a vow that we'll never love again or we'll never trust again, or we have somebody explode to us in rage or anger, and we learn to protect ourselves from those kinds of traumas as well. In relinquishing the ego, we learn to walk the spiritual path, and we also learn how to better and more health in more healthy ways relate to one another as well. In terms of the metaphysics, it's an understanding that goes beyond the physical, that there really is a spiritual dimension to the universe. And as we learn to see what that's all about and understand it, we learn how we can bring that back into our daily lives as well. And so as we relinquish the ego, we begin to explore the spiritual side of life. And in exploring that, we learn to follow the three tenets of spiritual existence. The fact that there really is a need for non-judgment, there is a need for unconditional love, and there is a need for complete and total forgiveness. And as we learn to walk those things, we begin to have healthier relationships with one another, and we also begin to transform our society and our planet.
It's amazing that you will see the results. The book is Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary by Eric Alsterberg, PhD, our guest on the program. You talk a lot about in the book the spiritual ego, psychological ego. How can one manifest their spiritual and psychological ego's desires? How do we do that?
Well, there's always a precaution that there is a negative side to spiritual ego as well. It's the way that a certain religion is thought to be the only path to God, or that because I'm walking a particular religious path, I am better than everybody else. And that's the antithesis of what we're wanting to accomplish with true psychological healing and true spiritual healing. And walking, one learns how to not take themselves as seriously, but also through meditation and other practices, we learn how to be still and go within. And as we go within, we learn to listen to the still small voice of God within that always guides us and directs us in the proper way.
You talk about
that's. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very important point there. And you talk about oneness with God. And I often wonder as I'm reading that, is that a mental concept or an actual experience?
It becomes an actual experience.
Okay.
It certainly is a practice to try to be at one with Creator, with Source, with God, however you want to call him, her. But it's also beginning to have that inner knowing and sense that we really are connected to creation, to the universe, to God. It's kind of interesting because you begin to have a sense that you can feel the love of God within yourself and begin to express it as well. And I think that's what happens, especially as we learn to relinquish the spiritual and psychological egos and allow that experience to occur.
With us on the program is Dr. Eric Alsterberg, author of Healing and Transformation. This is so important, healing emotional wounds and traumas. For many people, they carry these wounds, these traumas all through their lives. It impacts how they conduct their lives. Summarize, if you will, some of the techniques to healing those emotional traumas and wounds. How can we cope with that, get over it, and move on?
Well, certainly going to some kind of a counselor or a professional is helpful because they can guide us through that process. There's plenty of self-healing technologies available as well. Even programs like Dr. Phil's program can help people to become aware of alternative ways of dealing with things and learning how to move through them.
Yes.
Certainly, the traditions like Alcoholics Anonymous and other self-help groups are also ways to begin healing and transforming one's life as well.
You talk about getting back on the spiritual path. How does that feel? How do we know that we're accomplishing that goal of getting back on the spiritual path?
I think what you begin to experience is a sense of inner peace and a sense of joy. Life is meant to be joyful. And the more that we begin to experience that, even through adversities and challenges, one can maintain a sense of peacefulness and a sense of joy about being alive and experiencing what life has to offer. Additionally, I would add that every adversity and challenge that we face in life becomes an opportunity to experience how we can be more appreciative of our lives and experience our lives in new and positive ways. I do work with our elders in nursing care facilities, and oftentimes they're devastated by whatever has occurred that's led them to that place. And I'll help them to understand that even in that circumstance, they still have mission and purpose. They still have love and wisdom to share with others. And they also are learning lessons, even at that point, which include patience, long-suffering, dealing with a body that doesn't work so good, being dependent when you've always been independent, and learning how to let others help you. And as we learn to accept those lessons, and I see it happen with my elders as I work with them all the time, they get a renewed sense of purpose that it isn't all just this horrible way that my life is coming to an end or a horrible way that I need to be in some kind of rehabilitation program at this point in time, but instead becomes a more meaningful and positive way to approach life.
Dr. Eric Alsterberg, and I'll spell that because I didn't say it correctly, A-L-S-T-E-R-B-E-R-G, Alsterberg, author of Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Interesting, I have a few minutes left in the program. I want to talk about parenting. In your book, you talk about parenting as 90% teaching and only 10% discipline. Explain that, if you will.
Yes, our jobs as parents, which is a sacred responsibility in my way of thinking, is to help teach and guide our children on how to become mature adults and how to become responsible citizens. And only 10% focuses on discipline. Unfortunately, so many parents will still focus more on the discipline side of it rather than the nurturing and caring side of parenting. And yet it is essential for our children to be raised in an environment with love and respect and a nurturing of their innate abilities so that they become the responsible, mature adults that we would like them to be.
That's why this is such an important book, life-altering information such as that Dr. Alsterberg just talked about in the book Healing and Transformation. You talk about the gifts of the Spirit as well. What are the gifts of the Spirit?
The gifts of spirit are the ability to hear that inner voice speaking to us. They're the things that are sometimes called psychic phenomena, the ability to have visions, to see into the future, to have visionary dreams, sometimes it's what we call transaudience or the ability to hear things that you would not normally hear in the normal range of experience and, other psychic phenomena. That's why I like the term gifts of spirit instead of psychic phenomena, because we're all born with those. We all have those innate abilities, and if we nurture them and allow them to manifest in our lives, then we're more in tune with our spiritual side and ultimately with Source, with Creator, with Father, Mother, God.
time has gone by so quickly. I need to ask you, because you've gone through it yourself. You've dealt with others who have been healed and transformed. Describe someone that has gone through the healing and the transformation process.
You still have the normal foibles of everyday living, but you're able to see life from a different perspective, and you're able to convey peace and understanding to others and to be a joy in the world to others as well. So simple things as walking by somebody and smiling, or holding a door open for somebody or whatever, these small acts of kindness begin to be part of a normal part of your life experience and way of dealing with the world and with others. You also learn how to turn away angry thoughts and feelings in a way that can even ease the person who may be in anger with you by just calmly saying, "Why are you so angry?" Or, "Why do you think it's okay to talk to me in that way?" can sometimes stop somebody from where they are and help them to begin to walk a different way of life.
Well, I wish we had hours to talk about this. It's why, it's a very important book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. The author is our guest, Dr. Eric Alsterberg. Working with Reader's Magnet on this, what has that been like for you, working with them and getting the word out there? It's a very important, vital word out to the public.
Well, they've been very helpful in the process of helping my book to get out to a more mainstream public. I originally was involved with them in three different international book fairs, and there was some traction with that. But what we're trying to do, and what they're really trying to help me do, is get the word out and get the book out to the larger public so that they can begin to experience some of these ideas and hopefully begin to practice some of these ideas.
Well, I mentioned life altering, and I don't think I'm overstating that. The book is Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary by Dr. Eric Alsterberg. That's E-R-I-C. Alsterberg is A-L-S-T-E-R-B-E-R-G. His website is ericalsterbergbooks.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places, readersmagnet.com as well. Doctor, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Again, it's an important book that is changing the lives of many people. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
You as well. Happy holidays. It's a pleasure to have Dr. Alsterberg with us on the program, author of the book Healing and Transformation. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.